I'm David Delegator. Krohn Conservatory's popular holiday shows on display now through Sunday, January 8th. With me to talk about some of the activities the rest of December and January is Andrea Shepman, manager of Krohn Conservatory. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
It's a Cincinnati tradition. It's been going on for how long now?
The conservatory has been open since 1933, and the holiday show is one that's been there from the very beginning.
This year, the show is called A Whimsical Wonderland. Why the title?
Every year, we try to add a little more creativity to it, and so we're always looking for new ideas that will bring people back that maybe haven't been in a couple of years and appeal to a broader range of folks. So The Whimsical Wonderland this year, it does have all the traditional things, the poinsettias, which are, of course, the key feature, but the trains that everybody love and the applied imagination structures that you've started to see populate the show over the last 10 to 12 years have been amplified with a number of other structures that are not typical Cincinnati buildings, but also some very whimsical little vignettes of things. So you're going to see how they were able to create things with little twigs and nuts and berries and all these little very organic materials and how they become the featured parts of the show.
The poinsettias themselves are the center of the show.
Of course, we're a greenhouse and we're very botanical. So to us and our staff, the botanical part of the show is very important, and poinsettias being the key flower of the season. Of course, we have lots of very traditional red poinsettias, which is what our visitors are used to seeing year after year. Now, in the last few years, the hybridization of poinsettias has brought on board a lot of things that are more pinkish, peachish, little splats of color. They're the white poinsettias. Those are the ones that you're used to seeing. Well, then this year we decided, although in our hearts we all kind of fought this, we're seeing it in the industry out there. The industry is starting to sell the blue poinsettias that are colored kind of in an unnatural way, unscientifically. So we decided we'd try some little pops of color in the show this year and just see what our visitors, whether they like it or not, it fits wonderfully with that whimsical wonderland. And as you come into the show, it's not overpowering, but there are little pops of color. There are little pops of very unusual and different flowers that you're not used to seeing in this season. Some very unusual varieties of amaryllis, which sort of pop out of the landscape, and some other fun surprises.
Stepping outside of the conservatory itself, the Crib of the Nativity is there again.
Yes, and they typically have a little shorter time frame.
Can we expect any live births like we had a year? What was it, a year ago or 2 years?
Actually, 2 years ago was the first time, and then we had another one. It wasn't on Christmas morning this past year, but we had another baby born this past year. So we don't know. We'll kind of see what happens.
The Crib of the Nativity actually opened a couple of days ago, but it will be open until New Year's Day. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Now, this is something that is outside of Krohn. It also is a tradition-based thing. A lot of families want to wait until that point to come to the conservatory so they can go do both. It's sponsored by Western Southern, so it's a separate entity from the conservatory and from the parks. It's open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so a lot of times visitors will come and they'll come out there in the evening because everything is a little more magical in the evening.
There are a number of special events, and this year one of the things that interested me was the dulcimer performance that's coming up.
And it happens for us every year, the day after Christmas on the 26th of December, the Dulcimer Society comes, and they have quite a large group of dulcimer players who gather together. Of course, the conservatory is limited in terms of space. Some people like to sit down and listen, and that's challenging for us. But everybody can walk through and at least hear it for a little while they're enjoying the rest of the conservatory.
The Krohn by Candlelight evenings, one of them's coming up in a couple days on the 14th.
That will be a very special evening. We have the handbell group from Florence United, and that group is about 15 people who play handbells. If you've never heard it before, it's quite magical. And then along with that, we have other activities. The conservatory will have all the lights on. So our evening hours, we have a number of evening hours, but on those chrome by candlelight, it's a little bit more going on.
And that's not the only one. There's also one on the 21st.
On the 21st, yes.
Scheduled. Okay. At the end of the show, there every year, there's a sale.
Yes, we will have a sale when this show is over on January 8th. Then the following Tuesday, which would be the 10th, at 10 a.m. when we open, there are all the poinsettias that have been taken out of the show and all the other plants are put out for sale, and they're really inexpensive. So if you ever wanted to just try and grow a few things, it's a great time. And plus, I always buy some poinsettias because I just like to have the color in my home and to see how long I can keep them growing.
Do they do this in other countries with poinsettias, or is this something that's specific
well,
to us?
Well, the plant itself originated in Mexico, and so it was discovered there. But when it was brought back here to the United States, the hybridization of this poinsettia has created something that's become very unique to us. The colors, the traditions of it, there are, yes, we're seeing a little bit more of that in other countries, but it is very much started, has started here in the United States.
I noticed there was a chance to meet an author, Jenny Burton, during the course of the show. Could you tell me about her books a little bit?
Well, Jenny has written a number of books that have just a very fun, a lovely sort of progression of them. And all of her books have a tie to the city of Cincinnati, and in some way through history or through architecture or through buildings. And she has quite a few of them. So she comes and she'll sell her book. She'll sign her book if you buy one there. And then she makes a donation back to the conservatory.
When's Jenny Burton going to be at the conservatory?
She has a couple different dates that she will be there. The 18th and the 21st, I think, is the second one.
What is Make It Festive on the 17th? What does that imply?
During the holiday season, on Saturdays from 1 to 3, we try to do activities that will appeal to families. It gives them a little bit more to come for rather than just seeing the show. They'll get an opportunity to do a little craft, and Make It Festive is one of the six Saturdays to a more homemade holiday.
What kind of things can you learn to do there?
Well, since it's an appeal to families, these are going to be smaller level, kind of small items, and we will have pictures of those things that we'll post on our webpage.
Well, I've been speaking with Andrea Shepman, who's the manager of Crone Conservatory. And for more information about the holiday events at Crone Conservatory, you can also go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.